Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Welcome to Share Funny, where we say funny things and hopefully you'll share it with others. That's about the best explanation of why we call it Share Funny that I could come up with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
People are supposed to share the link to our podcast. And right now we're on live on the Facebooks and YouTube. We're on all of them. Facebooks and YouTubes. Everyone. Meta.
It's Meta.
Yeah.
We're in the metaverse.
We're live on Meta right now.
Meta.
Which, I don't hear people really grasping onto that and saying it all the time since they changed the name of their company to Meta, whatever it is.
Yeah.
People don't call it that.
No.
They still call it Facebook.
Yeah. You still call it Google, even though it's whatever,
yeah.
ABC, Alphabet.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's USSR is what it is.
Communist
bullshit.
What would you do without Google, though? I mean, honestly. I'm not going to start binging crazy stuff.
I have used Bing.
Have you?
Yeah, it's because, you know, I'll always try to go with somebody who's more politically aligned with me.
Yeah.
And I tried using Bing before, and it's not bad, but it's okay. It's not, because Google was already so established and so vast by the time a competitor came along.
Yeah.
What about Ask Jeeves? Remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was web crawler one too?
Yeah, web crawler. It was DuckDuckGo, which a lot of people still use.
Yeah, I hear people talk about that, DuckDuckGo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a takeoff on DuckDuckGoose.
Did you know that?
Oh. Did you know that?
Yeah. No way. Mind blown.
Just like Rick and Morty is a takeoff of Brick and Mortar.
Oh, I never got that.
I don't know that for sure.
It's not.
No.
But I'm guessing.
That would make no sense.
It may have just been something that he thought of when he heard the word Rick and Morty.
He never watched the show, not a day in his life.
Yes, I have.
You have?
My son liked
it. Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Or he did when he was young.
I love Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that your type likes?
Yeah.
To laugh at when you're high?
Mm-hmm. It's our favorite.
Like SpongeBob and what's some other things that stoners like?
I was watching Rocco's Modern Life the other day.
What is the cop show that's on Comedy Central that's funny?
Oh, Reno 911.
Reno 911. Isn't that a stoner show?
I've never watched that show.
It's really funny.
Is it?
It's for stoners with boners.
So Rick and Morty is not based on Brick and Mortar. I've Googled. It's because of Doc and Marty.
They're lying. Google is a lying bunch of Marxists.
Well, it took me to Reddit.
Okay, well, Reddit is also a bunch of damn liars. Dirty, rotten, filthy, low-down liars. It's Brick and Mortar, I say. I don't. What were we talking about earlier when we were coming back onto the radio, and I said, I was telling Alexis that we didn't have Hispanic people in my hometown when I was growing up.
What were we talking about? Oh, if you had ever had a jarrito before.
Oh yeah. And I said, well, we didn't have Hispanic things when I was growing up in Winfield, Louisiana. There are a lot of Hispanic people there now. And when I was growing up, I think the I know the school population was about 50-50, black and white. Some Asians moved into town and opened up a donut shop when I was already grown and had moved away. And my brother said that they were featured in the paper every week. They'd do stories about them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This is in the 90s.
That's crazy. Maybe yeah. That's why the Latina women is what you like, because you didn't have them growing up.
Yeah.
They're literally exotic.
But we had TV. Yeah. You know, we had TV, and I saw a bunch of y'all on TV and in movies and stuff.
You could see our color?
You know, yeah. We had color TV back then.
What?
Like in the movie Colors, about the gangs with Sean Penn and Robert Duvall. Oh, Maria Conchita Alonso, who starred in that movie, was, I mean, as a teenage boy.
Really?
Woo!
What's her name?
Why do you not want me, Pac-Man? Because I'm a home girl. What's wrong, Pac-Man? Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
She's still pretty. She old now.
She, yeah.
You don't think so?
No, she's pretty.
You can tell where she was really hot.
Imagine the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
It may have been 80s. It may have still been in the 80s.
Yeah, she looks good.
That was the first introduction that the whole country had to L.A. gangs, was that movie. Really? We didn't know anything about that.
Did you ever hear about this movie called Blood In, Blood Out?
Mm-mm. Oh,
okay.
It's about transfusions?
No, it's about gangs too in L.A. But not a lot of people know that movie, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of... There was a movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Lawrence Fishburne that was about gang things.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know that movie? Directed by John Singletary.
That was Snow Dogs?
Is it Singletary or Singleton?
Singleton, I think.
Singleton.
Snow Dogs.
Yeah.
It was Cuba.
It was Snow Dogs. it was Jerry Maguire.
John, yeah, I think John Singleton.
I believe Ice Cube was in that.
Talking about bad Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
I just got a t-shirt, Boys in the Hood, on it. I'm waiting for a really? Cool outfit to wear it with. Yep. Mm-hmm. I got shoes that match it.
But it's actually not like a retro t-shirt for you as much as it is a mating call, am I right?
Exactly. That's why I'm waiting for the perfect time to wear it. Because I love Boys in the Hood. Those are my favorite type of guys.
Me too, girl.
Mating call. Yeah,
send me to live with my daddy to learn how to be tough.
It's like a wanted ad.
That's what the movie was about. His mama sent him to live with his daddy in South Central.
South Central?
Mm-hmm.
My old stomping grounds.
I know. Hmm. Big old stomping around there. Mm-hmm. That's what you did. But anyway, we didn't, and then Alexa said, but you had Mexican restaurants, but we really didn't. The only Mexican food that was local in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, was Miss Mary, and she would sell tamales in her yard.
Was she Hispanic?
Yeah, Mexican. Okay. Yeah, Miss Mary. And she also had... Mary's Cafe, she opened up. It was a small little place, and that was the only Mexican food available that wasn't El Paso in the grocery store.
Was yeah. she like first generation?
Yeah, I think so. And her daughters were second generation. And
really?
Yeah. It was one of those boyhood crushes that I had. I knew I was friends with Mary's grandson, and his mama was hot. It was like before anybody had thought about, you know, what they call MILFs now and stuff. Yeah. It was way before that. And yeah, he used to get uncomfortable about his friends talking about how hot his mom. But she was, and she was just gorgeous, and beautiful.
Did she marry a Hispanic guy, or did she?
No, she didn't have any to choose from.
Exactly, that's what I said. It was a white guy,
mm-hmm.
Louisiana white boy.
Yep.
What is second generation? Is it a second generation immigrant?
Yeah, so my mom came to this country, but she wasn't born here. I was born here, so I'm second generation.
Is it called a second generation immigrant?
I don't know or if it's called immigrant.
Okay. I never heard that.
Because I'm not an immigrant.
Right. Right. You're more of a anchor?
Yep.
Anchor?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding, of course. But yeah, I mean, I haven't been back to my hometown in a long time, but I do know that it's, I guess you call it more diverse since they have Asians and Hispanics now. Look at that, coming up in the world.
Come on.
We got us some Hispanics and some Asians.
Hell yeah.
And not just one kind of Asian. I think there's a Chinese family and Korean. Korean was donut people, and then the Chinese came in and opened up a Chinese restaurant.
They did a video about the Chinese community in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
There's apparently like a group that came here, I don't know, whenever it was, but the accent is wild, like deep South.
Yeah.
It's hard to put a finger on, but they did like a whole docuseries about how they were like the first Chinese immigrants in Mississippi. And it was an interesting story.
Yeah, and the Chinese family that came into Winfield, they had they took what was used to be when I was growing up called the Jubilee, which was a gas station, and then right next door they bought a building and they made a restaurant out of it. So it was all tied in together. But they bought the restaurant and turned it into a Chinese buffet, and it just like those old country ass people were like, hell yeah, this shit is good.
Crazy.
You couldn't even get a table in there.
First time they ever had Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them, yeah. My grandparents were in their 70s before they ever tried Chinese food.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't. It wasn't the food they didn't like, it was the experience. They were just, I mean, the only time they went to a bigger city than the one that they lived was to go to the doctor.
Yeah,
you know, or my mom would take my grandmother to the mall somewhere, but they had gone to the doctor on their own. My mom wasn't with them, and they decided to go into the Chinese restaurant because they had heard that it was good. And when they walked in there and saw the situation of everybody rushing through the line and in the buffet and all of that, it just overwhelmed them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walked out. They were like, We'll just go to Captain D's, baby. Oh,
they didn't even try it.
No, they were kind of, you know. Just imagine if you've never been to anything outside your, you know, your surroundings, and you're in your 70s, what that would be like walking into a restaurant where you know none of the people in there. Because when they go to eat out at their hometown, they're just like, "Hey, how you doing?" Hey, they're visiting with everybody, but. You know, and I think they looked at some of the food and they didn't recognize it. So they were like, "We don't even know what that is, Mom."
Walnut shrimp.
Yeah.
They're like, "What?
Let's just go to Captain D's. Be done with it."
Did y'all have Italian restaurants or no?
Pizza Hut.
Nice.
No.
That's crazy.
No, like, Italian restaurants.
That's insane.
I know. It's crazy to think about it now.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they have an Italian restaurant there now.
Really?
Mm-mm. I mean, this is a small town we're talking. I mean, the local hooker's a virgin. That's how small this town is.
That's just making me feel so blessed that we can eat all types of food, whatever we want.
Yeah. You mean now that you're in U.S. America?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't have to eat just frijoles.
Yeah, you don't have to eat a sand sandwich.
I know.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
All right, I have a question about something, and I'm going to need everybody's opinion. I think we're going to have to do some investigating and possibly make an adjustment to the studio before Ace comes back. Because he's still out with the COVID. He's got the vid. All right, so we'll get into that next.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Okay, you may already know this, but just in case you don't, maybe you're new listening to the Ace and TJ show or Share Funny or whatever, but we are the real deal. We're real people with our own real personalities on display all the time. That's always how we've done our show, and we wouldn't know how to do it any other way if you try to make us fake or, you know, to do things that we don't really believe in or say things that are not something that we would normally say outside of our characters or anything. Character being our personalities, not a part we're playing. So it's a huge pet peeve of mine to listen to radio shows that just sound so fake and yuckety yuck and all that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are really nice, but they're just not my, you know, my cup of tea or Ace's cup of tea when it comes to radio stylings. So having said that, we're about to discuss something that is real and try to hash it out. Ace has been gone for 3 days, you know, not gone as in, I mean, he's still with us on this earth, but he's been sick. He's got the COVID and he's been out of work for 3 days, right? Is this today, the third day?
Yeah.
And when Ace isn't here, Rob sits in Ace's position and punches the buttons and stuff, which on a normal day, Ace punches the buttons to go in and out of commercials and things like that. And Rob is in his own room doing editing and things like that. So, but Rob's having to do all of that from Ace's spot when Ace isn't here. Okay. So we know that Rob is ailing in his body. He has a terrible leg problem right now. And it seems like it's getting worse, but he cannot sit in one position. And I haven't noticed it as much the previous 2 days or the 2 days previous, but today I've really noticed the hell that he is putting that chair through over there.
Squeaking.
I mean, that chair has been screaming for mercy and crying all day. I mean, as loud as I've ever heard a chair scream for mercy, because he's constantly shifting, and then the chair is leather, so the leather makes noises, and then now it's squeaking in the mechanical regions beneath his buttocks. And at times I look at it and it looks like it's not even sitting evenly anymore. It's kind of leaned to one side. So are we going to have to get Ace a new chair when he comes back?
Nah, it'll be fine.
You know, he's going to be like, why is my chair lopsided?
Well, I did lower it today, so that might explain some of the extra noises.
Yeah. It's been noisy since 2 days ago.
Has it?
Yes.
And I just noticed it?
Yes. Because I was like, Rob, stop moving.
I can't.
Yeah, I even told him, hey, when you go to move, turn the microphone down. Yeah.
I've like been trying to.
Or just
and then
the mic
I
off.
Think after that, he turned up the volume of the mic and stuck it right in his ass. All right, well, just see. I'll show him. I'll make it even louder.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, it'll be
But fun. I think I've heard bolts falling off of that damn thing.
And, yeah, no damn and bolts falling off.
It's like, oh my God.
He's just a loud person. Like, everything he does is loud. Whispers loud. Walks loud. Moves in his chair loud.
He's just going to come back. What the hell? What the hell?
If it, like, you know, it's like when somebody sits down and all the screws were removed and it collapses like that, I will pee on myself laughing if that happens.
if it falls in on Ace.
Like the moment he sits down and it just he will lose his mind. And I will not be able to help myself.
You know, these chairs are I mean, they're not cheap. And a while back, I asked Adam, who, you know, is our numbers person. I said, Alexis really needs a new chair, and I think Riggins does too. Alexis's chair, though, is actually when she gets up to leave every day, she's got pieces of the leather stuck to her legs because it's just flaking off. The seat is just peeling away.
It's pretty bad.
Like, we should actually put some duct tape on it or something. It's not good. And Riggins is in a hand-me-down chair.
Mine's fine, though.
And so I asked Adam about that. He goes, well, funny you should mention that. And then he started telling me about this great sponsor that was on the horizon that, you know, that would be, you know, providing us with these great office chairs. And because, you know, we would have to use them to be able to talk about them and advertise for them. And then I never heard anything else about it. And I don't think about it until I see Alexis walking out every day that looks like she's got black tape all over her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat hair and black tape is what it looks like.
A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good combo.
It's like it's like shedding. I've never seen anything like it.
And there's always pieces all over the floor, like crumbs of whatever this material is.
Yeah, pleather. It's pleather, yeah.
Probably, asbestos.
But we do know that we got to keep Rob out of that one because that one will just collapse under him if he moves around too much in it.
For sure.
What a scene we got going on.
I know. It's crazy. Scene. And it's, you know, I'm just so thankful that the video cameras are in here to capture this wonderful display of professionalism.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Alexis is barely wearing a shirt today.
I am so wearing a shirt.
He said barely. He didn't say you weren't.
I'm going to start wearing pajamas. I don't care.
I'm looking at the camera angles right now, and Rob is in like one corner of the frame. Poor guy.
I span it. So like when I'm over here, it's on the other extreme.
So when's the last time you've been able to sit on both buttocks simultaneously, Rob?
I mean, I do it on the way to work. I just kind of prop my leg up as well.
Alexis, simultaneously means at the same time.
Does it? Can you say it one more time?
Mm-mm. Nope. You should have gotten it.
Yeah, that must be painful on the ride in. You got a long drive.
I also just realized my pony is really far to the left today.
Oh, yeah. That makes his pony.
Yeah.
Nothing turns a woman on like a man describing his hairstyle as being in a pony.
And he's like, oh, my pony's all the way far back.
Not only is my body lopsided, but so is my pony.
It's probably because I had to put it in while leaning on the left.
With my ponytail holder.
I think we might as well, though, just take Ace's chair and burn it in the parking lot. I mean... When he comes in, we'll just have one of those exercise balls sitting over there.
He might need, he'd like that.
Oh, yeah. He's always talked about, he may even have that at home where he sits on a yoga ball.
That'd be so funny to do, like, the office when Jim stabs it. The one that's Dwight sitting on it. I would love to do that to somebody.
The woman who was the sales manager at our last station at one point, before, you know, she retired while we were there, but when we first got there, she was the sales manager, and you remember she had one of those chairs that was a yoga ball that had arms on it, and it was like a real chair, but instead of having a seat, it was an exercise ball.
Can I get that chair for my new chair?
Well, maybe if we decide we want to look like idiots.
Yeah. Can I have that?
Yeah. And then we can all, you know, we can get a bunch of people and paint our faces and get into one car and then come piling out of it.
Or we
just make a whole circus out of it.
We can do like Rob's brother and get rid of all of our furniture and get beanbag chairs and beanbag desks.
Adam commented on the Facebook Live and said, still working on the new chairs.
So okay. We'll never get them.
He's watching.
Adam is thrilled with what's going on right now.
Oh, you should see him.
On the Facebook and the YouTubes and all that. Good. He needs a good news day.
Yeah.
He's a little stressed.
Yeah.
You know, being a Jewish man in the South, sometimes.
It's overwhelming.
Hey.
But I think I sound like I've gotten pretty much over my cold that I have, my sinus infection thing. Maybe tomorrow I'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
Full normal, my glorious voice at its regular, wonderful tone.
Yeah. You sound pretty good today.
Thanks. So do you, Riggins.
Thanks.
Aw.
As far as I know and as far as I can tell, you sound pretty good when you're not being drowned out by that chair. Yeah, Rob's chair squeaking at a high volume, and then Todd hacking at a high volume over there. And then it's just the two of us here. We're fighting the good fight.
Oh, it's just the two
of
you guys, huh?
We're in the trenches here. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You sound good today.
Alexis, yeah.
When she's not spewing out vulgar things.
Whatever.
I wish we could. That would be the funniest. It would be the funniest thing ever to happen on Share Funny. If we could tell what she said during the break.
She said one of the most vile things I've ever heard.
We're next time we do Share Funny live in a crowd. We're going to have to figure out a way to do that and just say, you know, give them a disclaimer and go, if you're too sensitive to hear this,
just get out.
Go, you know, go outside. Because I don't think they would believe it.
She said it's off the cuff, like,
I mean, yeah, it's how I talk on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you don't normally do that while you're in here, you know.
I'm getting comfortable with you guys.
Well, and you know what? That's something that we have not wished for.
Maybe get a little less comfortable.
You know, we don't actually have meetings, you know, after the show and say, what can we do to make Alexis feel more comfortable so she'll become more of herself?
Yeah. You guys are my family.
Mm. Well, that's nice.
I would never talk like that in front of my family.
No, me either. Not even my brother.
Never in a million years. I mean, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
Well, I'm that crazy.
I've got family that works out on the docks.
Yeah.
They'd be like, excuse me?
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, you're like the crazy drunk aunt.
Yeah, the crazy drunk Latina aunt. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
The wild card.
Just blame it on my culture. Be like, she doesn't know any better.
Yeah. Then you just walk me right into a lawsuit. Yeah. That's what she's doing. She's trying to bait us into a lawsuit.
Yeah. Say something about my ethnicity. Mm-hmm.
Say it's my culture. Yeah. When I get my attorney on the phone, my slip and fall lawyer that I saw on the cable access.
Yeah.
I saw him. Where'd you get your attorney? Facebook?
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Farmers only. All right, we got more coming up.
Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Man, I read a story about some idiots who set off a bunch of fireworks. They got drunk, set off a bunch of fireworks in the house. Uh-oh. You always hear about people doing stupid stuff like that. But these were like some of those big fireworks that you have to, you know, that like use an iPad or something to trigger it. Like those real fireworks show things. And of course, see it coming. What happened?
Blew up the house.
Well, messed up the roof, burnt the ceiling, got into the attic, burnt up the furniture, the carpet, the walls, the whole thing. And I'm like, you idiots. So I reached out to them and I said, you know what? I shouldn't even be telling you this because y'all are so stupid. I shouldn't try to help you, but you need Paul Davis Restoration to clean up that mess and put your house back, you know, the way it was before you idiot bros set it on fire with fireworks. Because both things are no good for a house, fire or far. Neither one of them. So they're sitting there with their living room half blown off because of their idiocy, and they need to call Paul Davis Restoration. And so if stuff like that happens and your house is destroyed in one area or another and you need it put back to the way it was, then Paul Davis Restoration's emergency technicians jump into action. Just like Superman coming out of a phone booth, man. There they are. Boom. Faster than a speeding bullet in a train.
That's what it was.
More powerful than a train. Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah.
Paul Davis Restoration. Yeah, and you know what? They don't show up over there and actually tell you how dumb you are for setting off fireworks in your house. They enjoy what they do. As a matter of fact, Paul love it. Paul love it. AceTJ.com/Paul Davis. AceTJ.com/Paul Davis. Just to show another example of how America is, even in the state that it's in now, with the management that's had taken over under current management of the country, is still better than any other country out there.
Sure.
This is a prime example. There's a British pilot, and she's cute, especially for a British girl. She was training to become an airline pilot, and she had flown on the airline to Belgium, where the people who live in Belgium are called Bells. So she's there dropping off some bells for their flight home. And she was bitten by a mosquito right up around her eye. 21 years old. Mosquito bite got infected. So she went to the emergency room. And that's how they say it in Belgium. Emergency. And they gave her an antibiotic and all. 5 days later, she passed out. Her boyfriend took her to the hospital, and she died from an infection from a mosquito bite. It got into her brain.
That infection. I've never heard of anything like that.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, you're over there in those countries where their medicine is controlled by the government, and it's not as good as U.S. America. I think she were American, she would have survived that.
You want to get sick here rather than somewhere else, for sure.
Mm-hmm. In an American health facility with a good Indian doctor.
Yeah, right.
That's the best combination.
It's true. That's what it is.
You're so dumb.
Hey, I'm just going from experience. My doctor growing up was Indian. Yeah. We did have an Indian family. We did have an Indian family.
Wow. Winfield's starting to become more cultural.
Yeah. Her name was
and it was a lady doctor?
Yeah. Ratnam B. Nagella was her name. And none of the country folk could say Dr. Nagella. So she just said, call me Dr. Ratnam by my first name. So everybody called her Dr. Ratnam, and she was great.
Did she have a southern accent?
No. No. Oh. I mean, she moved from India to one town in America, then to Winfield. Yeah.
Why Winfield? They needed a doctor, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. We always need doctors.
Sheesh.
That will come into the city limits.
Sure.
That don't work on horses and all as well. But yeah, mosquito bite. Got a brain infection.
Never heard of that.
I know.
And then died. And then died from a mosquito, essentially a mosquito bite.
Now, you know, people are sitting there now going, okay, going into the Cardinal Environmental Solution mosquito commercial. Now, that's not what we're doing.
Oh, that's
this
funny.
Is a real story.
Do you want to die from a brain infection from a mosquito? Yeah,
especially if you're a pilot and you're trying to just play some cornhole in your backyard with deadly mosquitoes flying around.
Literally.
You must not like your brain. You ain't got Cardinal Environmental Solutions over to do that mosquito treatment package on your yard? Well, why do you hate your brain? That's the one question I got for you. Why do you hate life? And you want it to end?
I'm dead.
Man. But this situation's not fun.
It's not.
No. Mm.
Did people ever die from, like, Nile virus? Wasn't that from a mosquito or Zika?
Yeah, West Nile virus.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean to... Yeah.
Did they die?
Yeah.
So people have died from mosquito bites before.
Oh, and malaria.
Malaria?
Yeah. Is this your first day alive?
Yeah. I have tons of mosquito bites and I'm still alive.
But you're in America.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
That the West Nile virus was the last thing that we had that mosquitoes were carrying around that had to be fixed, and we fixed it pretty much.
You just kill all the mosquitoes or something?
No,
Cardinal Environmental.
The environmentalist people.
We didn't before Cardinal Environmental got here.
Because when I was a kid, they used to come. The city had a service where they would ride through the neighborhoods and fog it. They had a truck, this machine on the back of it that had mosquito pesticide, whatever, mosquito killer. Well, some crazy environmentalist decided that agent in that was harmful to people, which it's not, and now they can't use it anymore, can't do it anymore, and then we got mosquitoes carrying diseases. That's how it works.
You should have a
and that's why Bill and Melinda Gates were always held up so highly with their mosquito net charity, where they provided mosquito nets to African countries and all where the malaria was bad. Didn't need mosquito nets whenever they had, was it DDT they called it, or DEET or something?
DEET, yeah.
And, then some crazy wild environmentalists got that outlawed, and then people started just dropping dead that weren't
dropping
dead.
Mm-hmm. They should have a truck that goes by and sprays mosquito repellent into the air.
Yeah.
We used to play in it.
Mosquito repellent?
They would say, you know, when you see the truck coming through the neighborhood, get inside. But it just looked like a big cloud, and we'd go out there and run through it.
Oh, God. Louisiana.
I know, right? Like, the we chemical cloud. Let's just
back
run
in my day,
it.
We used to play in DEET.
We called them skeeter clouds.
Oh, God.
Y'all want to go play with skeeter clouds? Good Lord. That's not true, is it?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Uh-huh. And it didn't kill nobody.
We was fine. Planting clouds of chemicals.
Yeah, it's my favorite. My childhood memories.
Like we run through sprinklers, they run through DDT. Oh my God.
They'd be like, guys, the mosquito truck's coming.
Mm-hmm. Hooray.
Yay.
It's like the because ice cream, man.
Especially the one that came through my grandparents' neighborhood in Jonesboro, Louisiana. The one that came through in Winfield didn't fog as much. It was like the difference between a Juul and one of those big vape things.
Yeah.
Like the one in Jonesboro, though, it blew clouds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would just shoot out from the sides of the truck.
Yeah. And, I mean, it would just, you could just watch it traveling into the trees and all that stuff.
Holy crap.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Quick!
My friend Keith was always good at riding wheelies on his bicycle. He could go for a mile on the back tire. And he would ride a wheelie through the fog.
Check this out.
See how long he could stay up.
You get too crazy. Did it smell like anything?
A little bit, yeah. It smelled like off.
You guys.
It smelled
gracious.
Like, smelled like Raid.
Ace would probably still like to go biking through a deep cloud. I mean, that's like right up his alley.
Go out, see, now, wait a minute. I don't know if he did that because his hometown, even though it's small, was way bigger than mine. Mm-hmm. So they may not have had that same kind of thing in his town. It may have been too cityfied.
You believe it or not, Ace is from the big city.
Yeah, he and my wife are from Twin Cities. He's from one side of the river. She's from the other. And that's where we went when we needed to go to the mall or out to eat with the family. We would drive to where they're from.
It's interesting how it's called the Twin Cities, yet they turned out so different. Literally the opposite.
Jody and Ace. I guess so. But, I mean, you know, those fun childhood memories.
Sure.
I don't have many of them.
Let them have the deep clouds.
Yeah.
The DDT truck.
One time that mosquito cloud was the only thing that kept my mama from shooting my daddy in the front yard because she couldn't see him.
He saved his life.
He hid in the cloud.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about being in the cloud.
Right.
You know, it ain't like it is nowadays when something's in the cloud.
Right. It's totally different.
It's a full-fledged pesticide cloud. Cloud of chemicals.
It doesn't sound safe, I'll be honest.
It's not at all.
Yeah. It doesn't sound good.
Well,
back in my
it's a lot safer than the West Nile. And malaria. Yeah,
probably.
People getting AIDS from mosquitoes and everything.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. If they bite you in the right place.
They do it right.
All right, so you got the strip club reviews?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that next.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Yeah, Rob's just, you know, he's just done with giving us warnings when we're coming back on the air.
Go.
Because Todd's trying to sync up the video portion of it with the radio podcast portion of it.
I'm struggling.
And he's like, how much longer we got, Rob? He goes, we're back now.
Well, he had just looked at it 1 minute to go, I assumed.
We're back now. Okay, Riggins, go.
Yeah, this is the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real reviews from real strip clubs from all over the internet. These are brand new this week. So you can go verify these for yourself. I have changed a lot of the names to protect the identities, but sometimes they leave their full names on these reviews. Pretty shocking, but we will start.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that anyway. They leave their names on it. Who cares?
I don't know.
They know it's out there.
No, it's protecting, you know. It's a simple thing to do. I mean, listen, you guys are always worried about getting sued from something.
Yeah, I mean, but Go ahead. It's your thing.
Yeah.
Do what you got.
We will start in Clearwater, Florida, where they have the Scientology headquarters. Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd mention that. But it's called Oz Gentleman's Club. Tom left a one-star review. Since my last review was taken down, I will admit that the Oz strippers do not have penises, okay? But they do have some big effing balls. The ladies here are about as sexy as my grandmother on the weekend. They smell of cigarettes, and that odor was strong in this place. I was hoping to find at least one girl trying to pay her way through college. All I found was girls trying to afford diapers. 1 star.
So, he not only does he give a negative comment, he goes back and checks to make sure his negative comment's still up there, and then leaves another one because it's gone.
And they had removed it because he had claimed that Oz strippers had penises.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, you can't say that. You just lie. But I do got some big Evan balls. Then we will go to Asheville, North Carolina. I think this is the first time we've ever been in Asheville for a one-star strip club review. There's a strip club called the Treasure Club. And John left a one-star review. I wish I could give it 0 stars on Yelp. The fact that they call it the Treasure Club is hilarious. Imagine following a treasure map to X marks the spot, only to find unattractive women, terrible vibes, and overpriced drinks. You'd give them 1 star, too.
Not terrible vibes.
Terrible vibes.
You know he's in Asheville.
Yeah, exactly. He's been there a long time. Mm-hmm. Then we can go to Blue Moon Gentleman's Club in Phoenix, Arizona. Tom left a 1-star review. This place has always been a lower end place, but I've always enjoyed going because of the intimate atmosphere. They must have sold the place because they have it in their head that this is some sort of high class, high price place. Now they pressure you for a private dance for hundreds of dollars. Do not go unless you want to be pressured by their so-called customer liaison to talk to you into a nothing-happening special private dance. Bad, bad, bad. 1 star.
So he did pay hundreds of dollars to get the private dance. He just didn't like it.
Nothing happening.
Yeah. A bad, bad, bad.
Bad, bad, bad. 1 star. And then Brad also left a review at Blue Moon's. He said, this place did the impossible. It hired girls that are grosser than the girls at Band-Aids. 1 star. And what? I thought,
you go look up Band-Aids.
Is there a strip club named Band-Aids? How gross. And sure enough, there is. In Phoenix, Arizona. Band-Aids Strip Club. John left a 1-star review. This is clearly where strippers go to die. Fat, old, and bored, and heinous-looking moms and meth heads giving not-so-discreet hand jobs to shifty patrons. Nobody's tipping at all. It's just an overwhelming cloud of depression and angst looming over the whole nasty parade. 1 star.
Not so private.
Not so private. Not so discreet. Who knows?
Not so discreet, yeah.
To shifty patrons. Wow. So, yeah. Band-Aids.
But who would name a club Band-Aids?
What the hell is that?
There's
the
nothing, worst name. Nothing, you know, appealing about that at
it's
all.
It's gross. I mean, it immediately conjures the thought of like a wet Band-Aid in a pool or something.
Even a store that sells bandages wouldn't call itself Band-Aids.
Yeah, right. It's gross. Ugh. Then we will go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at a strip club named Delilah's. Tom left a 1-star review. This is advertised as a gentleman's club and steakhouse. Listen, if you're eating a steak here, you have issues. 1 star. That's fair.
That's kind of the way I feel about any of them. I mean, you think, what the hell? Some of them can have food that's fine, you know, but it's more like I'm going chicken tenders or wings, something like that.
Yeah. Pretty stick to the basics, no, but yeah, he makes not, a good point.
Not looking for a filet Oscar.
you got some damn problems. So he might be the most with it reviewer we have today.
Yeah. And how do you eat a steak comfortably on those low tables?
On a low table, yeah, right. Yeah. Trying to enjoy the show.
Eating a steak in the dark
is
another thing.
That's a good point. Ugh, revolting. Then we go to Fort Worth, Texas, Roxy's Showgirls. Dan left a 1-star review. Worst management ever. The stripper got drunk and started throwing ice at me. And then she threw her shoes at me because I refused to give her my last beer. The bouncer ended up choking me out, even though I hadn't done anything violent other than throwing her shoes in the trash instead of giving them back to her. Funny part is she threw her shoes at me in front of the bouncer, who decided to kick my ass and throw me out. Avoid this place at all costs.
Man, it was not a good night for him.
Hell no, she's poor fella. Throwing ice at him. She's like, give me your beer. He's like, no, it's my last beer. I'm not doing that. She threw her shoes at him. So he responded by throwing her shoes in the trash. Pretty funny. But then not funny getting choked out. That's not cool at all. Then we will wrap up.
They always take the stripper's side.
They always do. Every one of these reviews, they're never on the guy's side. I hadn't done anything. He whooped my ass. We will go north of the border, Toronto, Canada, at a place called Pure Gold. John left a one-star review. I went in for a couple of lap dances the other night. I ended up getting completely insulted by some flapjack-tittied heifer whose goodie bag smelled like bleach.
Gross.
Was that singular or plural? Goodie bag.
Goodie bag. Smell like bleach.
I ended up getting insulted by some flapjack tittied heifer whose goodie bag smelled like bleach. That being said, the wings here are pretty good. Try the mild sauce. One star.
I like when people call people
credit where credit is due.
Here's some kick-ass wings, man. Try the mild. Yeah. Real good.
That's worth your price of admission.
You
right there.
Bet your ass. So, those are the one-star strip club reviews.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, Todd, when you worked at the strip club, did they serve steak there and guys ate the steak?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't steak, but they had a buffet.
Yeah, but not ribeye or fillet. Yeah, okay. Well, good. No. I just think that would be so hard. Mm-hmm. Eat a steak in the dark.
Yeah. No utensils. You don't want to be messing with a fork and knife.
No. Mm-mm. But, I mean, they would say, well, you don't want to, you know, soil the women with barbecue sauce or anything, but you saucy can't touch hands. Them anyway.
Right.
So what does it matter?
Yeah.
I mean, you should be wearing gloves no matter what.
That's true.
It's COVID season.
Exactly.
You know that. All right, so tomorrow is the last day of work for us, and I like these 4-day weekends. I mean, 4-day work days.
Oh, yeah.
Or as Ace calls it, a no-day work week.
Yeah. Took the whole week off.
Mm-hmm. Are you scared for him to come back tomorrow, Riggins, even if he's testing negative? You don't want him here?
Yeah, but not because of COVID.
Okay.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.